This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are a whole lot of different things that go into school funding formulas. They can depend on where the money's coming from, state taxes or the federal government. Those formulas can vary by socioeconomic differences or academic achievement levels. I could go on, but suffice it to say, it's complicated. One thing does seem to be clear, though. The more schools depend on state dollars, the more district budgets change when the number of kids changes. And as demographics adjust, along with a still slow economy, rural schools are feeling their share of the pain, maybe more. Michigan Radio's Sarah Alvarez has that story.
In the school gym at Stockbridge Middle School in rural Michigan, a small group of eighth graders looks uncomfortable in mostly two big gym uniforms. Right now, they're playing basketball and volleyball. Next year, this school will be shut down. And the gymnasium is the only thing that will still be open to students. Dan Steffi is the gym teacher, and he feels this way about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like...
Steffi has taught in this district for 35 years. He's sad about the closing, and his job is on the line.
And I will say, and I'm proud of this, that Stockbridge, we've been preparing for these types of situations for a long time. We've been lean and mean for a lot of years. Believe me, that's a fact.
The school district here isn't a big spender, and it's not poorly managed. By every measure the state has, Stockbridge is a good school district. But Superintendent Carl Heidrich says closing a school and cutting staff is the only way the district can stay in the black.
Look at this trend line here. It looks like we're losing about $500,000 in the last 2 years, so that's going to continue.
Families are moving away for lots of reasons.
Unemployment, housing market, commuting cost, gasoline costs.
People aren't leaving in droves. It's more like a steady drip.
In 2001 and 2002, we were at 1,800 students.
Over the last decade, the schools here have lost about 350 kids. Pretty typical for a rural district these days. Each of those kids takes about $7,000 in state aid with them. So the district's budget has taken a $2.5 million hit.
Unfortunately, it came to this.
The plan is to close the middle school and move some of those kids to the high school and some to the elementary. Heidrich says it's worth it to keep the school from a deficit. When a school system is in deficit, the state can and has stepped in to take it over or shut the whole thing down.
We got to take care of our students, and we can't wait on the state. There's no guarantee of increased funding in the future, so we have to take care of our own.
The irony is that the schools are better now, even though money is tighter. They already outperform some of the bigger, richer districts nearby. And despite the whole budget crunch, people in Stockbridge are stoic and trying to stay positive. There is anger. But gym teacher Dan Steffi says it's directed outward.
I know the people here, everybody here is working hard for the most part. You wonder what the state of Michigan is doing to education. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Right around the corner from the middle school, at a small table in the Village coffee shop, Chris Young is working on his laptop and taking a few calls. Young has a daughter in the district. He says he's willing to pay more in taxes if the district asks.
You have to take care of your house, so to speak, or it will fall down around you. This is a sleeper community. No one's coming to Stockbridge, so you have to have people that are committed to, you know, putting their kids first, and I see a lot of that go on.
In small towns across America, where the population is shrinking, that commitment to education is being tested. In Stockbridge, Michigan, I'm Sarah Alvarez for Marketplace.